Zad the Helga Mishnah Vaitim Sech the Saita Perikalif Mishnah Gimel Vi Elu Asurais Milechal Betruma. We're talking about a Saita over here that is the wife of a Kayin. These are the Saitas that become Asur to eat Truma. And this means, says the Batanura, forever. What do you mean? What if she's a Bas Kayin? Now remember, if she's the daughter of a Kayin, she can eat Truma until she gets married. If she's married to a Kayin, she can eat Truma even if she was a Bas Yisrael. Sakta Mishnah, well, this woman, even if she's a Bas Kayin that was married to a Kayin, she will never be able to eat Truma again. And there would be any of the following cases. So Imeres, if she says, Temeya Anilach, she says to her husband, I am Tami. She admits that she was over in a veri with someone else. Now Stamazai, if out of the blue a woman would come and say that to her husband, she's not believed. Because maybe she's only saying it to get out of the marriage. But in the case of a Saita, meaning that there's circumstantial evidence over here. I mean, she was warned not to be with someone, and she was together with that someone, so we believe her. Or, says the Mishnah Vayitiv, Shabo Edom Shitmeya. Edom came and said that she's Tame. And this would be, interestingly enough, let's say that she drank the water. Nothing happened to her. But then Edom come and say, no, we saw. So she's usher to her husband. She'll never be able to eat Truma. But wait a second, so how come the water didn't work if she was Taka guilty? And the answer is, the water doesn't work if there are Edom that saw that she's tummy. The water only works to test her if human beings don't know. But if there are Edom that do know what happened, even if they're not here, they're on the other side of the ocean, the water won't work. Vaiter says the Mishnah. Who else would become Aser in Truma forever? And it also means she's Aser to her husband. The Hoimeres, Eini Shaisa. She says, no, I'm not going to drink the water. She says she's innocent. But you can't force her if it's before they erased Hashem's name in the water. Once they took that Megillah that they wrote and they put it into the water and Hashem's name was erased, then she doesn't have a choice. Then she has to drink it. But before that, she just says, look, I'm innocent, but I'm not drinking the water. Okay, we're not going to force her, but Lamai says she's also in Truma. She's going to stay also to her husband. Vaita says the Mishnah, let's say the husband doesn't want his wife to drink it. We can't force him to make his wife drink it. Now, at this point, she's awesome because she's a Saita. And if he's not going to let her drink the water, she stays awesome. Vaiter says the Mishnah, Vishabayla Bolel Baderech, on the way to Yerushalayim, the husband was with his wife, even though he wasn't allowed to. Then the water doesn't check her anymore. This is learned from Sukkim. If the husband also was over in Aveira here, we're on the way to Yerushalayim, he was with his wife and he wasn't allowed to, then the water doesn't check her. Okay, so we have already Kinui. Kinui means he warned her. Stira, she was alone with the other person. What happens next? Kate said, Oisla, what does the husband do over here to set this up that she should be checked with the water? How does the process continue? Zakta Mishnah. First, Malicha Lebezin Sheba Isimak. First, you come to the local bezin. He brings her to the local bezin. And he says, my wife, I warned her not to be with a certain person. She was alone with that person. These are my edim. She says, but I'm tahar, and I want a drink. Let everyone see I'm tahar. So this bezin is going to listen to the edim, and if they feel the case has to go on, the moisun like bezin will give over shnei tamid chachamim, two tamid chachamim, to accompany him and his wife to the bezin of Gadol in Yerushalayim. And it's because of the concern shema yavi olel v'derech, because if the husband is with his wife en route, the waters won't work. Besides that, for him would be an aveir. Rabbi Yehuda says, by l'neman alel. If the husband says no, that he was mekayim the halacha, he was not with her, he's trusted, there is no need to send along mashgichim, so to speak, people to accompany them. So in our Mishnah, we learned that the following women that are in a soita situation will be asad itruma indefinitely. Nothing is going to change that. She's asad to her husband, she's asad the truma. In all cases, we're talking about after the husband warned her, and after she was alone with someone. But she says to her husband, look, I admit, Tamei Anilach. Or Edom came, and they said, she's Tamei, we saw. Even if they came after she drank the water. Because if there are Edom that saw, the water doesn't work. Or if she says, look, I don't want to drink. And if they didn't put the psukim into the water yet, she can still say no. Or maybe her husband says, no, I don't want her to drink. Or if her husband was over the Isser and en route, he was together with her. In all these cases, she stays Aser. The water won't be able to check her, but she stays Aser. The Mishnah explained that after the kina and stira, after, again, kina means he wants her and stira, she's alone with someone, they first go to the local bezin. The local bezin hears out the edim, and they decide to continue the process. So they give them over two talmidei chachamim that are going to be malabe them, accompany them, the husband and the wife, to the bezin agol in Yerushalayim, as a concern, shema yavi alel baderech, maybe the husband will be with her en route up to Yerushalayim, and then the waters won't work. The Yehuda says that her husband is trusted, and it's not necessary to send anyone along.